Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad.
This is Squish. How's it going?
It's going good.
All right, man. Squish? Yeah, man. I work for an independent radio station here in St. Augustine.
Yeah?
And just calling to see what kind of rock groups you like. You like Iron Maiden?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I got all their albums.
The fuck out of here. Do you?
Yeah.
What ones you got?
From the original all the way up to and including Virtual 11.
Hey, could you sing us something? We might play it on the air.
What?
Listen, clean out your fucking ears. We're on the air here.
Cool.
Hey, alright,
hey,
man.
Could you sing something for us? We'll play it on the air.
Cut out through his madness.
Damn, you're good.
Not as good as Bruce Dickinson.
Nah. What? What? You sing us some more stuff. We need some more stuff on the air.
Hey, listen, I thought you were pretty good. Al recommended us to you. You know Al?
What?
You know Al? Al Diaz?
Yeah.
Man, he told us to call you. He said you were hardcore, man.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Come on now, give us a little note.
All right, how about...
I'll tell you, smash yourself in the nuts and give me a note.
How about... Torches blazed as sacred giants were played as they start to cry, then until to the sky.
Alright, slow down there, slow down. Listen, that sounds pretty good. You in a band? You with anybody right now? Am I stepping on anyone's stones? I don't want to get involved here, you know?
No, I'm not with the band.
What are you doing? You got nice vocals there. You're good.
Well, I'm sort of... Well, right now I'm just...
You sound like you've been smoking for years. Did you take some lessons or something?
No.
Wow, that's pretty good stuff, man. Listen, are you shy?
No.
Can you get up in front of people and sing?
I guess.
Sing your fucking balls off, can't you?
I can try.
Well, you better try, because I'm calling you, fuckboy. So listen, how old are you?
24.
24? Good, good, good. Did you go to school? Did you get out of 6th, 7th grade?
Yeah.
All right, good. Then you fully qualify. Listen, are you tied down? Can you leave town? You got a girl?
Don't have a girl, but I got a job.
You got a job? The fuck out of here. Who the hell are you? Where do you work?
Publix.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're hot up. So what do you do over there?
Just a bagger.
Really? Speaking of bags, you got any weed?
No, I don't do that.
Why not?
Because I want to...
Listen, what's in your throat? A load? Listen. I was just trying to come around the other end, you know. I was trying to trick you into thinking, because we're drug-free. We don't go that way.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? That shit will fucking kick your ass.
Hey, Matt, you meet any chicks at Publix?
Some.
Yeah? You ever slept with a chick?
Matt, speak it up a little bit. This might be on the radio.
I've had a couple.
Yeah, have you? Tell us about it. Have you for real?
For real.
Uh-oh, Matt. Well, uh-oh. You gotta come up off it. What'd you do? You don't have to say her name. What'd you do?
Did you stick that little shank in her ass?
Yeah.
You did, you crazy fucker.
Tell us about it, Matt. Come on, Matt. Tell us about it.
Stop groping yourself and talk.
Well, what's there to talk about?
Well, then tell us what happened.
Tell us when you dropped your drawers that you got a look at that little shank.
Well, it was nighttime, and on my second girlfriend, it was like nighttime.
Good job, buddy.
My last girlfriend was on the 4th of July while my mom was working.
Oh, yeah? Did you see fireworks, fuckboy?
Yeah. I'm serious.
You goofy prick.
Hey, Matt, so go ahead and tell us about it. What happened on the 4th of July? Come on, we want details.
Well... I screwed her brains out and made the bed squeak.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Aw, tell us what happened. What happened? You made the bed squeak?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Oh, you screwed her brains out then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? What'd she have to say about that? Was she hurting?
Well, let's just say that she enjoyed it a lot.
Uh-oh.
Andrew, you pounded her?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call her? You call her a fucking whore or anything like that?
No.
Why not?
I don't treat women like that.
No. Good for you then, tough guy. So anyways, back to Iron Maiden. Do you know what that means? Do you know what it means to rock and roll? Huh?
Hey, Matt, could you sing us a little of the old Iron Maiden singer?
What?
We want to hear the old Iron Maiden singer. Sing us something.
Born into a scene of loneliness and greed, anguish and persecution. Mother was a queen, dad I never seen. I was never meant to be. Now I spend my time looking all around for a man that's nowhere to be found. Time flies.
Shut the fuck up. That's not Iron Maiden.
It is. Paul Di'Anno was singing.
Was that him?
Paul Di'Anno, the original Iron Maiden singer?
Oh, that's where I went wrong. I thought you were doing the new guy. How old's that new guy? Do you know?
No.
I think it's like 37, 38, like fucking 4 or 5 packs of Pall Malls a day. He's going right down the shitter, don't you think?
I guess.
That sounded pretty good. Now, give us a little new school now. Hold on. Clear the load. Deep. There you go. Go ahead. Go, shoot.
Bang.
That was pretty good. That's cute.
Fortunes of war. Fortunes of war. Fortunes of war. No pain anymore.
All right. Thanks, Matt. That's all the time we got on 96.9 420 FM. Hey, well, thanks a lot for cooperating, all right?
All right.
Hey, Matt.
Good job.
Matt.
What?
Go fuck yourself.